الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها وإذا حكمتم بين الناس أن تحكموا بالعدل إن الله نعم يعظكم به إن الله كان سميعا بصيرا. The ayat that we are reading discuss all the evil characteristics that the Kitab, the Jews, Christians had in them, particularly the Jews, all the wrongs that they were doing. And Allah mentions this in the Quran for us, that we, since they are doing all these wrong things, we should not follow them. And we should not do these wrong things. We are warned that you, that they did wrong, don't you do wrong. Just like, for example, a father explains to his younger son that your eldest son did wrong like this, like that. In other words, that you don't do all this wrong. You take a lesson. See what happened to him. Don't let this happen to you. You take a lesson. So Allah is giving us this lesson. In this ayat, Allah explains two further very evil qualities of them. One was them that they made khiyanat in amanat. They did not fulfill the rights of people. They destroyed the rights of people. And the other was that whenever they had to make decisions, like in court cases, etc., they used to take bribes and they should give the decision wrongly. A person who was guilty, they should find him not guilty. A person who was not guilty, they should find him guilty just by taking bribes, etc. So these are two. There's such things that there can be no good in any country, in any government, if there is a breach of trust, if there is an honesty, and if there is this unfaithfulness, then no country can run properly. So Allah warns against these things. Allah says, Inna Allah ya'murukum. Beshak Allah tumko farmata hai. Allah Ta'ala is commanding you and telling you, and to addul amanati ila ahliha, ke bunchado amanate, amanat walo ko, that see that you give to who the amanat belongs to, give him that amanat. With regard to this first part of the ayat, this ayat was actually revealed, the shan and nuzul, the occasion of the revelation of this ayat was, when on the occasion of Fath Makkah, when Makkah Sharif was conquered, and then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam wished to go in the Kaaba and make namaz. The key, however, the person who was in charge of it, Abdul Rahman ibn Talha, at that time, according to one narration, he was still not a Muslim and he refused to give the key. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was with at that time, turned his hand and forcefully took the key from his hand and opened the Kaaba Sharif, and Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made two rakats of namaz. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came out, then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's cousin, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was in charge of seeing to giving water to the Hajis, even in the days of ignorance. That was his responsibility, his honor, that he used to see to water for the Hajis. So he wanted this honor also, that he be in charge of the key of the Kaaba, and that then they can open it for whom they want to, and whom they don't want to, they don't open it. However, then this ayat was revealed that Allah Ta'ala commands you to return the amanat, yeah, in this case, the key of the Kaaba, to the person that had it, that is Usman ibn Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When this ayat was revealed, then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave him the key and told him, this ayat has been revealed in your favor. He was so happy that an ayat was revealed with regard to him, and he accepted Islam immediately. However, according to another narration, about a year before this, after Sulh Hudaybiyah, he and Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu both went to Medina Sharif and accepted Islam. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for the key, but since he was already a Muslim, very happily he gave the key. Whichever case it might be, But the important thing here is that the key which Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, the cousin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wanted and wanted to have it in his care. But Allah said, give it back to the person to by whom it was. That means Uthman ibn Talha. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him then that till Qiyamah this key will remain in your family, and whoever will want to take it from you will be a zalim. Consequently, in his whole life it remained by him. And at the time of his death, before his death, he gave it to his brother Shayba. And then the key has, till today, is not in the hand of the government of Saudi Arabia. The key of the Kaaba Sharif, it is in the hand of this family, the Shayba family. And it will remain with them till the day of Qiyamah. So the important lesson that we learn here, in all matters, a mandate that has been given to us, we must see we fulfill the trust and the rights of that amanat and return it to the rightful people. Whether it is, whether we are in charge of any inheritance estate, and we have to see that the little children, the women folk get their share, we should make sure that that gets done. Any other amanat that we have of any person, we should be very particular of fulfilling that amanat. An amanat is not only money, but other responsibilities and duties that are upon us. Like our children are an amanat in our hand. And to bring them up properly as Allah wants, Islamically, that is also an amanat. And if we don't bring them up, and we bring them up in a Western way, in the way of the ways of the kuffar and non-believer, then that is also a breach of trust. Allah has put those children as an amanat in our hands. The same way when we get married, our wives are an amanat in our hands. They are a trust. And to abuse that trust is also violating this amanat. So all types of amanat that there can be, we know somebody's secret, it is also an amanat by us. It's not right for us to disclose that secret to anyone. So the importance of fulfilling amanat is very important. And especially when it comes to higher levels, like governments, for example. Today we find that almost every government in the world is guilty of breaching this trust and amanat. And the amount of corruption that they are in government. And consequently, we see how the public suffer the consequences. If this amanat and this was not destroyed like this, people would live with great peace and comfort. So this is a very important and delicate point, which is a very basic point for a person to acquire Jannah and the beautiful shadows and gardens of Jannah and the beautiful woman and the damsels, Hurul Ain of Jannah. It is very important that a amanat also must be fulfilled in this world. If that is not done, not we only look at our namazas, rozas, etc., but we don't fulfill the amanat, then that is a great, great setback and drawback for us. And even in our ibadah, namaz is also an amanat in our hand to perform our namaz correctly. Unfortunately, by and large, we just haphazardly make our namazes. We don't pay any attention to the correction of namaz and doing it correctly. That is also destroying this amanat which is in our hands. And the whole of deen is also an amanat in our hands. And we are not looking after this amanat. We are allowing it to be destroyed. We are allowing it for people to interfere with this amanat, and we do absolutely nothing about it. All these, the amanat is a very great thing in deen, and that Allah Ta'ala has pointed out and stressed here. May we come to understand our deen, understand this very basic, fundamental concept of amanat and fulfilling the rights of amanat, and living thereby by which goodness will abound for us in this dunya, for everyone in this dunya, and for us in the akhirah as well. May Allah give us all the tawfiq.